This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show on RadioAlice.com. Just a heads up, it's not for work, it's not for kids, but it is a good time. Available right here on RadioAlice.com.
You only hear it on the Secret Show. You won't find it on your radio. Oh, maybe you're not hip enough to know that Sarah and Vinny's got a secret show.
Hello. Text number is 800-400. Sorry.
The phone.
The phone number you can text us at is 800-400-3697.
But our tax number is zero.
Right. Because we would talk about that on the air.
I was going to just give my full tax number. But that
and then
be...
go about reading texts from people.
Shut up.
You actually know
you don't know
number?
It.
Yes, I do. Everyone knows
no,
it.
No, we don't. Is that your social or what do you mean?
Yeah, my social.
Oh. All right.
That's your tax number, isn't
oh,
it?
Oh, I had no idea.
Dang. Your social starts with zeros?
It does.
How the fuck old are you?
Really fucking old.
Oh, my God.
I know. John starts with zeros, too.
What?
I think it's a state
crap.
Thing. Oh. I think it's a state thing. What do yours start with?
Let's ask Google.
Yeah, see. Oh, it's a, oh yeah.
You guys aren't going to talk?
No,
no
he was hand signaling.
Listen,
you. That all needs to be dumped. I certainly don't want any part of my social security number being.
Man, Sarah.
Man, Sarah, what? This isn't part of the show.
It is
you
part
said
of
you
the
were.
Show.
You just said we weren't rolling.
We're rolling.
But then I started rolling, and then you started talking about your tax numbers.
Well, just bleep my tax numbers, for
right,
God's
fine.
Sake. Well, now everyone knows it starts with a fucking zero.
Well, because that's so weird.
Oh, you're right, Sarah. The first three digits of the Social Security number is corresponding with the location of the office that issued the number.
Mm.
Whatever office.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, that's interesting.
Weird.
Well, you can leave the O in there, then. I mean, I'm not worried about that.
The first three?
No, not the first three. They're not. Me and John have. We both start with zero, but they are different numbers.
Then what happens?
Then I get my identity stolen. I guess I'm not sure.
There's seven whole digits to figure
Dude,
it out.
It's such a pain in the ass. This whole thing is so ridiculous.
I know these numbers we have to protect. I remember being a kid and carrying my Social Security card around.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh yeah, you can
yeah.
have that on you.
Well, sure.
Now they're like, don't have that on your person if
oh,
it gets
now
stolen.
Everything you're... is so buttoned up. If I want to make a purchase with my credit card, I have to call the credit card, not my American Express, but my MasterCard. I have to call them and say, I'm about to go into a store and buy something, and I don't want you to deny it and
embarrass
call
me right.
first, because it'll just lengthen this process by which...
I've Wait, been... so you have a freeze on your credit card accounts, too?
Yeah.
Oh. Huh.
Over $500.
Mm.
They have to deny it unless I...
Unless you've previously called in.
Right.
That's interesting.
And so I'm not stoked about it, but it is what I have to do because I really can't afford to have someone go get me into a bunch of trouble.
Right. No, that's actually a really good idea because I was thinking that, like they say, if your credit card gets... used, you're usually off the hook for it. It's when your debit card gets used. Like, that money is gone from your account.
Right.
Like,
no,
you might well never see that money again.
I'm just trying to protect myself on every end. And it may not work, but I'm just trying to anyway.
I had to unfreeze my credit recently. I have all my credit reports
Me
frozen.
Too.
And that was a gigantic... It took 2 seconds to freeze it. They'd happily take your $10 from you. I think it's actually free now, but I went on and froze it and paid $10. Oh man, the credit reporting agencies, I think that's the biggest goddamn scam.
So I was able to unfreeze mine just recently when I bought my van.
Which one did you unfreeze? And can you tell them to...
I went online. I didn't know that I could do it that way. I went online and was able to unfreeze it. I was able to specify the dates. They called up. They did their little check. The guy, I believe it was Chuck.
Hey, Chuck.
Chuck saw, I've never seen credit so high. And I was like, right.
Because I button it down and I have to call before I make any.
And I pay my damn bills.
Right.
Like crazy.
Yeah.
But so, yeah.
Good for you,
I was
Vinny.
Able to get, well, you know, it's important to me. I like to pay my bills.
What's your credit score?
I forget what he said, but it was like, there's only 10 more points available to me.
Oh,
he was like,
damn.
I don't know what it was, but it was.
Well, I think 840 is the highest.
Yeah. It was something like that. Like it was
like 830.
Up there.
Right. That's
he's
great.
Like, I don't even think there's.
Oh, good for you.
Well, look, I mean, I've had to make some purchases and had to pay some stuff off, and I guess that stuff's worked out. So.
Yeah. Well, they say the more you use your credit that's available to you, the better your credit report and pay it back promptly.
Look, you know what? I don't even want to be trying to brag about that because someone's probably going, well, I'm challenging myself now to ruin that guy's life. Don't do it. Don't. I'm not.
But if there's anyone's life to worry, make it his. Hey, anyone's life to ruin.
No, I don't want any of that.
No,
I'm not looking
not.
For trouble.
No
I'm
one should
just
do that.
Some guy.
What a rotten thing to do to someone else. Yeah, I'm gonna
ruin you.
Ruin you.
Well, there's plenty of people
rob
out
you
there
and ruin you
that are out there doing that.
It's
most of
people.
The credit score companies are 850 at max.
Oh, but, 850 is the max.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
But Vintage Score is 990. Experience is
Vintage?
Yeah, that's just what it says.
But the F is Vintage.
I don't know.
That's probably a different.
Just Equifax, TransUnion, but Experience 830 is the highest.
Yeah, those are the three. You're telling me now there's a friggin' fourth one that
that's
I have to go freeze my credit with?
That popped up when I asked what the highest you can get for credit scores. They gave me all these companies and what their range from 300 to 850.
Hmm. You know that your credit score can actually go down if you don't have enough credit, if you don't have enough accounts and enough things you're paying on?
Huh.
Like, it almost behooves you to have a couple credit cards that you're paying promptly and loans and stuff.
Yeah.
Such a weird thing. It's wrong. It's wrong that there are these agencies that basically get to collect all your data, all your most personal information, and then sell it to other places. That's what they do. They sell your info. You have to pay to freeze it and unfreeze it. Oh, those bastards.
So
God,
great.
There's so many broken things in this country. And also, it's the best place on earth to live. All right, guys,
yay.
Let's do a secret show. Happy Friday, everybody.
None of that's on, right? Are we
using
all that?
I say we kill.
Kill
I say
all
we
that.
Start it right now.
Just the first three digits of your social
media. No, none of that. None of that either. I don't think there's any need for that.
Let's start fresh.
Can we hear Uzi and Human?
Yeah, we can.
Hello.
And I believe Brandon's sitting in too.
Brandon.
Oh, hey, Brandon. Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Friday, March 1st, 2019. How on earth is it March 1st, 2019?
Oh, it's crazy.
God, I just never thought I'd be this old. I figured I'd die long before this.
Forget about that. It just was like October, and I had all of the holidays in front of me.
Oh,
and all of
thing.
This, and the best part of the surf season was out in front of me. And then after Christmas, the storms have been so consistent
Non-stop.
And crazy, it feels like I haven't surfed or exercised or even really been outside.
Oh.
It's been awful.
Well, today is supposed to be a pretty good day. Tomorrow, pouring rain, and I heard Sunday might be a decent day, too.
I'd be might.
Yeah,
maybe.
Maybe. Then what did you say, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week?
Next week, more rain.
It's kind of like this week, you know?
Oh, well.
The Tuesday, Wednesday of this week were terrible.
All right, let me ask you something.
Well, let me ask you something. How'd you take your baby to a sex party?
I didn't
That's
take,
ridiculous.
That
okay, a sex club.
That
yeah,
is
why
not
why
what
you
happened.
Take her to a sex club?
Here's what happened. Let me go back a step. First of all, someone, I don't know who wrote in, said that the best sex toy of all times is the womanizer.
Mm. It is, let's see, this person did not put their name on here.
Oh, it was an email on here, right.
It was.
The lady who said she's got the womanizer and loves it.
Yep.
Okay, so my first thought to anyone in the room here with a vagina is, how do you
that
not-
That would be me.
Right. How do you not run right out and get one of those? If they're supposedly the best orgasm possible, why wouldn't you want to try that?
Well, first of all, I don't want to squirt. It's a mess.
If it,
so
it
thing
feel
one,
incredible?
No, it's no, it's not any like I have had plenty of orgasms in my day, and I'm going to say that the very best one is indistinguishable
You're
from
so
the from the worst
Sarah.
One.
You're
I'm
so
not. I don't want. I mean. If you brought me a womanizer or if they were sent to the thing, yes, would I take it home and try it? Yes, I would. But I'm not driven to do that. Plus, John's job, it's John's job to get the sex toys. I just,
well,
you know.
Why wouldn't you tip him off and say, listen, I heard about this one. Do me a favor.
I'll send him a link right now and say, Sarah wants this.
Don't do that.
Well,
let him come up with his own stuff. He doesn't need the boys I work with at work.
You don't do
telling
that.
Him what sex toys
we're
he should get
to help
me.
Your vagina.
Yeah. My vagina is perfectly fine.
Every Christmas, she's like, "Tell John I want that. Tell him I want that for Christmas."
Yeah, but have I ever told you? Tell him I want some sex toy
well,
for Christmas.
I know,
I don't want that.
If
I don't give a shit about that.
To ask, I'll ask
I
for
believe
you.
Me. I'm not embarrassed.
And
to
then
ask.
When you write him, are you taking notes? Also, P.S. that. She also wants her salad eaten. Tossed. Yeah. What do you do?
What do you do? I don't do it.
What is it?
He doesn't want to do that, and I don't want him to do it.
Toss the salads, right.
Oh, my God.
Hit send.
And also that she misses the back door.
Oh, the anal, right.
Oh, I miss that, really, after our one time of doing it. I really miss
time.
It.
The one time,
the one time.
You guys.
That shit is recorded, so right. You know you can't lie like that.
Fine, twice, whatever.
Twice, right.
I tried it again just to make sure I still hated it.
Yeah, right.
So tell us about this sex club you took your baby to.
That none of that happened. So the question was the womanizer, and I thought, I'm going to go online and check this thing out. So I looked that up, just womanizer, because I figured it was a brand. And up popped Lilo. So I looked,
oh, it's a Lilo product.
It's not a Lilo product. So I looked on Lilo's site first. I'm bad at the internet, clearly. I spent $2,000 on Hamilton tickets, and I bought the fucking wrong womanizer. So I go on to Lilo, and they've got a thing that says it's the...
The Sonia? Or Sona?
It's Sona, that's it.
It's just like the womanizer, only not?
So I order that thing.
Oh, so because the deal with it was like an air thing.
It's some kind of different...
Suction.
It's not a vibrator.
Okay.
So whatever that means, it's not that.
Is it loud? Does it say if it's loud or not?
Let me finish the story first. So I order the Lilo version.
Right.
I get it. And I tell the missus, I got you a new toy. I'm going to put it in the drawer next to the bed. And she goes, oh, cool. Okay, great. And I'm like, I can't believe how a woman could have like this thing introduced into.
Alice 973, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you so
much.
Hold
on one
today.
Second.
It is Friday. Enjoy it.
Please tell me we're not going out over the air somewhere.
We're not. Sorry about that.
What the heck?
It's Studio C. Normally Vaughn's in, but then since he's left, I didn't realize he was gone. And that popped up in there because that's where I roll my backup.
Okay.
Go on.
So please pick up your story wherever it was
sure
that you left.
I
okay.
Was.
So you saying, how can a woman have that?
Oh, how do I? Okay. So how do I, like, if I tell you I heard this is the best vibrator in the world and I put it in your nightstand, how do you not sneak off and put that thing right on your pussy right away?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I mean, aren't we saving that for the next time we do stuff together or the next time I need to get to sleep?
So that's the question is, one of the questions is, how the hell do you just ignore that until...
I'm not ignoring it. I'm just like, oh, thanks.
3 nights from now when...
Oh, that'll be fun the next time I'm in the mood for anything, which is never.
Your curiosity doesn't... You
I'll
see?
I'll be fine with it. I'll wait till the next time it comes up.
Yeah, I'm probably doing something already.
So I dropped that thing off at your house and you know, whatever, and you're like, yeah, you know,
yeah, I'll get to that
sometime.
Yeah, I'll get to it.
I might think about it. I might be like, oh, maybe I should, maybe just thinking about it will get me like, oh, maybe I should go try that thing. It's a nice way to let someone know that you're thinking about their area, even if they're not.
I just think
so
that.
So you're saying, you're saying if she said, listen, I got you this, you
this
know.
This thing's going to feel incredible.
Salad tossing machine with a cat scratch tongue. You'd be like, oh, Jesus. I mean, I can't get to the bedroom fast enough to stick that thing on my butthole.
Right. Right. Yes.
Okay.
Exactly
well,
right.
There it is. The difference between you and me.
The drawer actually pulls from the
it pulls all the way
the
out
railing.
And dumps.
Where
is it?
Right. Exactly right. So stupid. What is wrong with you guys?
Oh, you know us, really?
Yeah. So anyway, so I get her that thing and I put it in the drawer.
But,
know that this thing is not the right thing. And of course, she hasn't tried it yet. So I can't even get any verification about whether it's like awesome or we just wasted $100 or whatever, right? Then we're at dinner last night and we're at this restaurant we go to all the time. And right next door is a very discreet, clean,
Sex club.
No. Stop saying that. It's a little sex shop. But it's not the kind where in the window there's, you know,
15 dildos.
Stuff all to take your head clean
in graduated
off,
right? sizes.
It's very, like, sort of modest, and it's in downtown, so it's kind right. of, I think they know they need to be modest.
What's it called?
I don't know.
Oh.
It's just right
doesn't
next
even have
to
a
the
name.
Restaurant.
It's called Brown Paper Packaging.
But
it's
so
called Zother.
Right.
Zother.
Got me there. Anyway, so we eat, and the baby starts crying, and of course I finished eating, you know,
the
5-10 minutes
right.
before everybody else, so they're still sitting there eating, and I go, you know what, let me take the kid, we'll go for a walk, and you guys finish eating. So we walk out, and there's the sex shop, and I'm like, well, let's go check this out.
Is it called Frenchie's?
I couldn't say.
Frenchie's, wow.
It's right next to Lily.
What street is that? Is that Portola Drive?
No. It's off of Pacific. It's the I don't know what that off street is. Anyway, so I go in and
so you wheel the,
I wheel the baby
the
in,
baby carriage
in the stroller,
in.
Right? And I there's a lady and she's, you know, I think she was organizing dildos at the time. Yeah. Like, you know.
Making sure they're all lined up just
yeah.
so.
There's no one else in the
dusting
store.
Dusting them.
And it's
you know.
Like whatever time it is, 5:15 p.m. Mm-hmm. We're done eating.
Cuz that's what has to happen
that's
when your bedtime is 7 o'clock.
Right. So anyway, hi.
Oh.
We start chatting for a second, you know, as I'll do. And then I said, hey, you guys have, and I wasn't even planning anything. And then I go.
Oh, you didn't go in there specifically to see if they had the womanizer?
Dude, I told you why I left. I left.
Yeah, but you
I
didn't have to pull in with the pram into the
I'm just saying,
sex parlor.
I'm killing time. I had to do something. Anyway, I walk in, we chat, and then I go, oh, hey. Do you have the womanizer? And she goes, yes, we do. All three versions.
Oh.
And I'm like, whoa, what's up with that? Show me that thing.
There's one for a tiny clit. There's one for a gristle clit.
Oh,
and
God.
There's one for a hot dog clit.
Isn't that a cock?
I don't know, Vinny. You tell me.
I don't know. I have seen that, though, and I'm fascinated by it.
Sometimes they are enormous.
Like bodybuilder chicks with giant clits.
Is it because they are rubbing
so.
Testosterone on themselves?
I think it's the testosterone. Right, Yuzi?
Sure, Vin.
Do they
get actual clit boners?
Oh, look! Look! That thing looks like a peen.
It does.
You know, that actually looks like someone who's maybe transitioning. Is that possible? Because that is definitely...
That's just a big, big one.
Yeah. They all look nice.
Those others are just cocks, Bryn.
Yeah, I think they are just little teeny cocks with vaginas.
Look up bodybuilder clit.
Yeah, bodybuilder clit.
You got it.
Do they get boners?
I don't know. I just know that it's abnormally large and it.
You've had that before?
No.
Like, does it fill your mouth? Does it feel like you're giving a mini blowjob?
It's interesting.
Oh, that's huge.
That's a.
No, it's not a dude.
Are you sure? Those are definitely fake boobs.
No, that's just a... Yeah, they are.
And look
you're
at the
right.
face. Look at that dude's face. Come on, that's a dude.
Well, that's what the steroids
just,
do.
Yeah, she's just very muscular.
That's the problem with the steroids.
Let's see here. Oh, yeah.
Well, maybe that's kind of what you're going for, you know?
Well, probably.
Certainly a very nice body.
Strong.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know if this grizzled clit. What were you saying about that?
Gristle clit. That's
gristle
a different,
clit.
Yeah,
what
different from grizzled. I don't know I've never seen a grizzled clit.
What's a gristle
clit? I don't
clit?
Know. I'm just making up words to make you happy, I guess. I'm not sure. To please you, oh master.
To please
I guess.
Me. I don't even know what a
well,
gristle clit is.
Well, you said there were three different
right.
ones.
Well,
because
so
I've got all three versions of it. I'm
different.
Like, what are they for different kinds of clits?
No, they're price point.
Oh, so you of course went for the most expensive one.
Well, I didn't get it yet because yesterday I forgot my wallet and she had to pay for dinner.
Oh,
but because we took her, it's a whole that's a
yes.
whole thing. But anyway, I am going back though. I'm going to get the actual womanizer because I feel like I got the wrong thing.
So tonight, if you get laid, you're going to use the one you bought from Lilo.
Yes.
And then if that one's freaking awesome, you know where to go to at some point get the womanizer.
I'll tell you right now, unless. Something goes incredibly wrong. I'm definitely trying out the new one that we already have that's in the dresser tonight.
Well, yeah. Oh, tonight's your night.
Tonight.
Do you guys have a scheduled Friday
no,
night thing?
But I'm going to, I mean,
you're
I want to
put
try
the moves
thing.
On.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
I'm going to be like, hey,
hey
we were.
Hey,
your
I
mom's
bought you that.
Going to be here, right?
Yes.
Well, oh, tomorrow.
Yeah, I got a long day tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to
so
suck.
You are flying down and driving back?
Yep.
How long is the drive back?
8 hours, 9 hours, 10 hours, depending on the rain.
Oh. That's right. It's supposed to rain tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Oh, that'll be fun.
Oh, God. You know, after a week of commuting, what I want to do?
Drive
get in the car
more.
And drive all day with my
mom.
Why
don't you make your fucking brother drive her up?
Because
like,
I can't
fucking
make
brother.
Him.
Drive him up here.
I can't just make people do crap.
I'll fly you back. Come on.
Anyway, that's so I'm going to try the other one, but I'm going to get the womanizer. So the womanizer's differences are the first one I think is the like weak ass. It's like $100. The second one.
Weak ass.
But the third one has all the different attachments. Mm, so she goes.
Oh.
So I are not attachments.
Settings.
Speeds.
Speeds, but also
patterns?
Rhythms. Patterns.
Yeah.
And I go, do you even care about that? Do people even want this one? She goes, yeah. People like it.
You know, I'm sure some people do. I am really not that person. I really, I don't, there's, I have something like
like that.
I'm not, just give me the straight, let's turn that right up. I like to hold it off to the side so that it's not right, you know, otherwise it's too fast.
Well, this
I don't
one,
want the
so the womanizer is a circle.
Okay.
It's a circle.
Tell me
top.
About it.
So she goes, put your finger in here. And I go, huh? And I was like.
At the store?
At the store. She goes, put your finger on here. I put it on there, and she turns it on, and it was definitely not a vibration. So it was a whole other thing.
Was it like this? Put your finger up. Was it like this?
No.
Was it suction or?
No, it was.
It says air in this.
Yeah, I don't know what it was doing, and it didn't certainly. You know, I've.
Oh, is this where you put your finger?
Yes.
There's the email that the lady sent does have like a half a picture.
Of
here.
The womanizer. So the thing that I was going to say, though, is what you just said, which is.
So it does internal,
it
too?
Goes,
it goes in the cooch
no.
and on the. It says internal and external Let simulation.
I can't. What they're talking about is that.
Well, one side of it does look kind of cock-like.
Yeah, but.
You know.
So you're saying that little thing at the end. The little mushroom thing that goes over the clit, and then that looks kind of like a digit, actually, like a weirdly shaped penis.
Yeah, but how are you going to get that in and get that other
part
around your?
That does not look like it would happen.
It couldn't.
No, not at the same time. It's probably one or the other. Right.
Right. It's got to be.
I don't know.
It's weird, but
that one. See that one. That one looks like that would do it.
Yeah, perfect.
That one's very nice. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yes.
That wasn't the one I looked at.
Are there any with two prongs?
That's not a
for the ass lovers among us.
Of course, you'd ask that. Anal.
Sarah, you filthy.
Sarah,
it's so nice. I'll let you think whatever you want. Go ahead. Who cares? You don't think I'd tell you? I'll tell you everything else.
Anyway, I was surprised by what she showed me because I do think most people feel like direct stimulation is almost too much.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like that.
It's hardcore.
That's
and especially when it's had, it's like, get it out of there.
Right.
That's sexy.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly the tone of voice I try to use when I'm saying that, too.
You just
like, oh, God, oh, make that stop. Oh, I hate that. Ow.
And then John's like.
John's like, yes, I made her come.
Oh, good. Your boner-killing voice again. Thanks.
Ow. Get away from me with that boner.
So after hearing it's the best thing, Yuzi, you're not interested in trying that at all.
No, I'm not going to go and buy it if someone. Got me one.
Yeah, someone wants to drop
it.
Some off.
It has to walk through the
yes.
door
yeah.
and jump in your purse
yep.
yeah.
in order for you to care enough to try it.
Right.
Yeah. I'm good with what I got going at home. And, you know, John will bring something home. Or we get stuff here all the time, so I just bring
all the
like,
time
oh.
is really an exaggeration.
Well, over the years, I'd say there have been 5 times that we've gotten, like, totally useful things. Which I would think is 5 times more than most people get at work.
Sure, but it's yeah. just not all the time.
It's enough, though.
All right. Well, anyway, that's my womanizer story. She's like, give me your finger.
And
did
was,
it to my
was
finger.
The baby?
The baby was fine. The baby just looked
did
it
you do it to the
like,
baby? Like, oh,
no.
Here, baby.
Ridiculous.
I know. What's wrong with me?
But right. I figured the missus would come out at some point. Those people eat so goddamn slow that I went through the whole store. It wasn't huge, but still, I made a big circle through the store, talked to the lady for a while.
Tasted the edible panties.
Tried the
free samples.
Things, then I walk out, still sitting there eating. I'm like, well, I don't have to worry about that coming up.
Until she finds out today.
Yeah.
I want to say hi to my friend Rick Rose. That's good, Rick. I told him about the secret show, and I showed him how to get it on his phone and stuff. And because I think something had come up. I said, oh, yeah, on the secret show one time we talked about blah, 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 and I told him some story.
Did you tell him we've talked about the three-way you guys had?
No, I didn't tell him that. That's great.
You never told him that?
I had totally forgotten about that.
What do you mean you forgot about it?
You're the one who told us a hundred times about how you boned Rick. No, because it had come up with his girlfriend. Oh,
nice,
my God.
Rick.
It had come up.
Nice.
Good job, Rick.
Anyway, one of them, Sarah,
boned you at the same time?
I didn't bone him.
Right, you sat on his face.
We were so jealous.
This is wrong on so many levels. Anyway, now I'm so glad I brought Goodrick up.
When his girlfriend, you've heard this story a million times. No, no, no.
I'm not going to reiterate it because Rick is listening now. Stop it. No. So Rick said, you know, he says, I listen to podcasts all the time. I watch shows on TV. He goes, I never laugh out loud. And I have laughed out loud multiple times listening to this. He loves The Secret Show. He thinks you guys are great. That's all I wanted to say about that. So, hello, Goodrick. Jesus.
Hi, Goodrick.
Hi, guys. You can skip all this.
Hey, can we book Goodrick on the show?
If he ever comes back.
Goodrick, come on the show. What? He doesn't have a phone?
He works. He's busy. Very, very busy.
Oh, the old work. What does he do?
He is, I don't really know, something with computers. I don't know exactly what, but he's like a contract. He does contracts with places and like, I don't really know. I don't fucking know.
When you were sitting on his face, did he lick your butthole?
Nope, he didn't.
He didn't?
Please don't say my name. My wife will fucking kill me.
Oh, that's too bad. Nice.
I just got to the February 6th show about squirting when Vinny asked if anyone swallows and what it tastes like. I make my wife squirt all the time by going down on her.
Oh, good for you.
I do regularly taste her load.
What a bragger. What a bragger jerko.
I do regularly taste her load.
Nice.
But my face is often so into her vag that it ends up getting all over my face. The first time it happened, she thought she peed on me and apologized. I was like, no, you squirted. If possible, I do try to swallow it so it's not messy. It tastes like regular cum and a little bit of pee since it comes from the same hole. In my former hoe days, I would swallow both men and women, so I don't mind the taste because she loves to eat pineapples.
Oh, is this a lady?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I not make that? Don't.
Whoa.
No, actually, I guess I didn't until that line. But I had read this before, so I had it in my head.
Okay, so this is a lady.
A lady who makes her wife squirt.
Lesbians. Okay.
Oh, yes. Lesbians. Oh,
I like it. Wait, you're not done?
That's it. She just wanted to tell us about... No, that's it. Here. I promise you that's all there is. She says she's a longtime listener. She said I can skip that top part. Okay, here we go. Longtime listener. Don't say my name. Longtime listener here. Back since my mom was dropping me off at school, and now I'm dropping my own child off to kindergarten. Thanks for the reminder about how old we are. It's kind of ridiculous to be emailing a group of people I've never actually met to help me with a huge life decision, but it can't hurt to hear what others think sometimes. Hooman, listen up on this one, and Vinny, you especially.
I'm here 100%.
Oh, that's such great news. I'm torn on whether or not to have a second child. We've had a rough journey with getting pregnant and having a baby, many heartbreaks, and one miracle, our 5-year-old. Throughout this whole process, I've developed PTSD and very real anxiety, and I'm seeing a therapist to help me deal with the plethora of emotions. It's a very long process. It's affecting many other parts of my life. My husband is the most supportive human being on earth, and we will be okay regardless of the decision, but we both really want a sibling for our child and to be a family of four. My question is, should I be happy with what we have and the family we are and not try to tempt fate again or fight the fears and push through and try again? Is it a good idea to get pregnant while you're dealing with very real mental health issues? I feel like my life's on hold waiting to either be pregnant or be okay with no more kids. I'm in my mid-30s and I feel like I'm racing a clock to try and get better. I welcome all your bad advice. OFOC, call me Kate.
All right, well, I guess I'll start. The drugs that you have to take, they have side effects. And
I assume that she'd have to get off those if they decided, if she's taking mental, you know, anxiety drugs or whatever.
Sure.
Right?
And then the drugs that you have to get on
to get pregnant, all the...
Yeah, yes. Those also have side effects. So, I mean, listen, the good Lord has given you one amazing child. I would not roll the dice. I know if you grow up with siblings, you're like, oh, my kid has to have siblings. I know that's a thing. But, like, your health matters, your mental state matters, and you're still dealing with so much just from the first one. Like, you're like,
and it's been 5 years.
I feel like you're barely holding on. I don't know. It's just the sense I got. But it's just me. I don't have any kids. I'm not in a relationship. Single.
Vinny, take it away.
Free as a bird.
You just as easily can answer this as I can, though. I mean, all I can say is that I don't know if he's, you know, supporting you within your effort or thoughts on a second kid or not, and that he actually doesn't care or doesn't want one, especially if it's been that difficult for you guys. I know our first one caused us a lot of trouble, and when the second one came up, I was like, no, I do not want to do that. We're just back to who we were.
Barely.
And I don't want to do that to ourselves again. And I was really we've been in counseling, and I've said to her multiple times in front of and in personal conversations, I want you to be – I'm rooting for you to have the best possible life. If it's without me, I'll still continue to root for that. I don't want to drag you down, but I also don't want you to drag me into shit I don't want to do.
Yeah.
Like, it's not okay. It's not how I want my life
to go.
He's
got a hype man.
I really, these are real conversations sure. that need to happen. And if he's just supporting you because he's the most supportive man in the world or because he's only knows how to be polite and he's actually squashing down the, we barely made it, dude. No.
And we're not even all the way through it.
Right. Then maybe that.
I think she actually says it in this. I feel like I'm racing a clock to try to get better. I think you need to stop racing the clock.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that you're probably not helping anything, any part of your recovery, you know, whatever your PTSD and your anxiety, et cetera, by having this other layer of thought torturing you. I think that I know it's easier said than done. You need to stop. You need to every time you start thinking about wanting to have another baby. Think about something that's great about the baby that you do have. Like, find something else to think about and concentrate on getting better. You're not racing a clock. What you're doing is living your life.
You're torturing yourself.
You're torturing
is what you're
yourself.
Doing.
And there are plenty of people, you know, maybe in 3 years you decide, okay, we're going to try and have another. Maybe if you feel like you're at that point, if you want to go through all of this again. And who knows? Maybe your experience will be totally different. You could always adopt. Someday, maybe you'll have grandchildren.
Well, you know what works for a lot of people is just agree to put it on the shelf for 1 year.
Yeah. We'll talk
not
about this again in 1 year.
Or talked of for 1 year. Put it on the shelf. Never
it's
bring
there.
It up again. And then in a year, you can reexamine it and see where you're at. But for now, just drop it.
Yep.
Drop it. Put it on the shelf and leave it.
And because, really drop it. Like, find.
Right.
And when you find yourself starting to grind on that, it's like when I've tried to smoke cigarettes or anything that you're trying to get out of your life, you can't sit and think about it. If you sit and think about it, you're doomed. You have to have something else to think about. Find anything to distract yourself to the point where now you've gotten into something else and you're going on with your day instead of like mired down and oh my God, I think I want to have another kid. I'm 35 years old.
In her defense, I do know that for my missus, she was very much, she wanted a sibling for our kid. She wanted another baby. It was to the point of, it was like part one of her dreams. And I didn't want to be the guy that was like, no. So we talked about it. I offered her a lot of options. One of them was, we can stay living where we are. You can quit your job and just mother the child we have. We make enough money to stay where we are right now. If we move, if you are going to work, if we're going to have a baby, if these are the things that you want, then you're going to have to work. Like, you're as soon as we have another kid and we move to a new house, now you have to work. That's what you're taking on. You're taking on a must-work situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, these are those things that when we see these divorces, you know, and you hear someone say, well, we talked about this shit. So I really do feel like it drives me crazy when you hear people, I don't know if they talked about it. I know I did, though. And this lady knows the second kid came with, you have to work. You're going to have to work now.
Right.
So if she pulls a, I don't want to work anymore. Sorry, bub. That was the deal.
Right. Well, if she doesn't want to work, your life is going to have to completely change. You're going to have to sell that house and figure out another way to do things.
Oh, I thought you were going to say sell the kid. I was
you
can
sell the kid. Well, okay. It's fine. You could move into your, you sell your house, just all four of you could live in your apartment.
No, we can't.
Sure you can't.
No,
two bedrooms.
That's, no, see.
It's perfect.
This is the thing. As this relationship's gone on down the road, I continue to sort of sacrifice and go, all right, I want you to be happy. I'm at like sort of the end of the road where that I'm done. There's no more sacrifice. Like you need to just be happy with what we got.
Right.
Like we're done.
I have made all the sacrifices.
And
now it's time for you to make some sacrifices. And I'm going surfing right now.
How about we just be?
Mm.
That's
just being is highly underrated.
So, you know, maybe that's what your husband is thinking, is that he just wants to be and doesn't want to always have to be pursuing the what's that next thing? Scratching for that next thing that will fill the hole that is, you know, the empty spot in your heart that you should just calm the hell down.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think, too, that maybe, you know, it does. I think that you're acknowledging that you have all these problems. And I think the most important thing right now is for you to, because, look, you just don't know what's gonna come with another kid. You might get the best kid in the whole wide world. You might, I mean, realistically, you could get a kid with real problems. And now you're dealing with you just don't know. Count your effing blessings. Put it on the shelf for at least a year. Revisit it or not. Find a way to be happy with what you have. I
count
think
your blessings,
that is a great way to look at it.
Count your blessings seems so trite, but it is an absolute.
Absolutely.
Look at what you got and get off of what you don't got.
Right. Because you're never going to have everything. It's just not the way life works.
If I can only.
No.
You know how many times I've thought, if I just get this thing, man, I'm going to be so fucking cool. That'll be
I've thought that too.
I'll finally fucking be who I hope to be.
Right. I know. Listen to us preaching. And meanwhile, and then, we're like, oh, what about this?
There I am in leather pants going, it's not going to work out.
You have leather pants?
No, I just, you know what I mean? It's that whole. It's
you have to put talcum powder in your balls to get them on?
That whole
I know.
Wanting. We all have that want. The one thing, that thing will be the thing. And
I actually think it's a pretty healthy thing. You know, it's a, I'm not religious at all. But one thing I used to do before bed when I was a little girl and my mother was forcing me to go to church, we would say our prayers at night. And you would say the things, you know, God bless Nana and Grandpa. You'd just go through all your things. And you would literally take an accounting of the people that mattered in your life and the things that you cared about. And, you know, you could even make your little wishes or whatever it is. But I actually think that there's, and I've carried that with me into adulthood. Like I try to at least once a day, and usually it's while I'm brushing my teeth before bed, to just think to myself.
By the way, she just brushed her teeth.
Yeah,
while
of course
she said
I'm pantomiming brushing my teeth right now.
Nice.
I got to make sure I gag
sure
reflex.
Sure, that wasn't a blowjob?
No, that's not. That's me brushing my tongue until it goes to the back of my ear.
Oh.
And I hork. So basically, start taking an inventory of the things that you have and do it daily and really spend a minute being grateful. Maybe that's the thing you can think about instead of, you know, this baby that doesn't exist yet. I love the put it on a shelf thing for you. I think that's really good advice. I think we have just given really good advice to someone, and that is the end of this show.
Right.
Because we're going to go have a meeting with our boss,
Yay.
And we're sure to be fired.
Woo.
Have a good one. Maybe we'll see you next week.